Okay, today's shiur, we learn L'Zecher Nishmas Dr. Iris Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, sponsored by the Silverstein family. Dr. Silverstein's yahrzeit is today, and the Shtama should have an aliyah. We are on Yud Tes Amud Beis for today's Abbas Achaf. We're going to do Yud Tes Amud Beis by the fourth last word, Tana Rabbanon. So Tana Rabbanon learned it in Braisa. Hamakdish Nekeva Lo Lasso. So someone is Makdish a Nekeva, a female animal, for his Ola, which he's not supposed to do because it's supposed to be a Zachar. Or he's Makdish a Nekeva for Lepisco, for his Pit Korban Pesach, or Lashamo, or for his Korban Asham. Each instance, that's the wrong animal, it's supposed to be a Zachar. So the question is, not question, the top right says, Osa Tmura. Nevertheless, these animals have enough Kedusha, right, the Shein Korban is Chal on them, that if you do Tmura with them, the Tmura would be Chal. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. He says, le'ola sa osa tmura. When it comes to the ola, it can make tmura. It has sufficient kedusha to make tmura, because as we said before, when it comes to being the ola, there's a shame ola, even on the keva, because it's right, Mahal's Rashi tells us, but we're going to learn according to Rashi. Rashi says, because there's a concept of an ola's the keva when it comes to a bird. So there's the same ola by the keva, so therefore that shame ola has enough kedusha to allow this nekeva, which you were makdish as an ola, to create tmura. But the piskol lashama, but for pesach and asham, they don't have tmura. Why? She'ein lecha ose tmura ela haroa lehistaiv. The only animal that has sufficient kedusha in order to create tmura is an animal that has sufficient kedusha that it cannot be sold unless it gets a mum. But if the animal can be sold without a mum, you don't have to wait for it to get to a mum. If we saw it at a mum, then that shows it doesn't have enough kedusha saguf to create tmura. Look at Rashi. Ein lecha davar osa tmura ela rolu stayv. Klomar. She ein lecha davar she osa tmura. What can create tmura? Ela hahu, only an animal, the kadosh kedusha saguf, that has enough kedusha saguf, she im eino roi lehikar lehakriv. If it itself is not roi to be brought as a karbon, it can't be sold at a mum, rather it has to graze until it gets a mum. Hilkach, therefore, Rav Shimon Svirulei, ba'ashim l'pesach, what Shimon holds by Korban Ashim, Korban Pesach, ho'il v'ein shimon chal aleim b'nekeva, there is no shame Pesach, there's no shame Ashim on a nekeva, the nimkar below mum, it can be sold without a mum, because it has no kedusha. Hilkach lo avi tmura, therefore it can't create tmura. Aval, however, ba'ola, when it comes to ola, z'ikar shem ola, ala v'of, there is a shame ola by a keva, at least when it comes to a bird. Therefore, right, he says, about the ola, the ikar shame ola, Allah ba'ol, surely the tirid ba'abdul tmura. Therefore, it has more kedusha. It has to graze to get a mum before it can be sold. And if it has to graze to get a mum before it can be sold, it can affect tmura. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe says, ain ani roa devar shirab shimon b'pesach. I don't agree with shimon b'pesach. Meaning by Pesach, it also should create tmura. Why? What happens if you have an extra leftover Pesach? A leftover Pesach is brought as a Korban Shlamim, and the Korban Shlamim can be brought within the Keva. So therefore, there is a Shem Shlamim on the Korban Pesach, and the Shlamim has Kedusha, even if it's in the Keva, because the Shlamim can be brought as in the Keva. Rashi says, Hovil u'mosar ha-Pesach karech Shlamim, hilkach hovil v'shayachim Shlamim v'Pesach. Since you have the concept, the possibility of a shlamim, being a pesach, turning into a shlamim, the shlamim boy be nekeva, and the shlamim can be a nekeva, the apagav da hachlo krov a nekeva, even though this one itself is not going to, can't be brought as a nekeva, because it's a carbon pesach, right? But filu shlamim la'achar pesach, normal el, mishtair la'achar pesach, tira, miu shame shlamim ala, you have a shame shlamim, whatever that means, the lumbus is like screaming out from the page, shame shlamim, you know, what is that? That's like a brisker word, it's kind of shame, you know, halo shame. Right, shame shlamim Allah, hovav he shlamim nekeva, the nachta l'kedusha guf, and therefore sufficient kedusha guf, and therefore it can create tumor. I guess the machlokas would be, well, how do you view the shlamim, the mosar pesach? Do you view it once it turns into the shlamim? Does it still have the same status of the pesach? And therefore, once it's as the korban pesach, it also has the shlamim status. Or if it's left over, now it turns into a korban shlamim. But the korban pesach itself never had the status of the shlamim. Right, so hovav mosar pesach korban shlamim. So therefore, Rebbe says, I don't agree with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon should say that even the Korban Pesach, a Pesach Nekeva can make a Tamura. The Lema, let Rebbe say, Eini Ro Devar Shem Shimon Basham. Let him disagree about Asham as well. Why? Ho Yilu Moser Ashav Karev Ola. because a leftover asham is brought as an ola. What's a leftover asham? I'm chayav an asham. I lose it. I bring another one. I find the first one. It's an asham. What do I do with it? I bring an ola. I bring it as an ola. So if I bring it as an ola, and we already said an ola, it's kosher. An ola can create nekeva because it can create tamura because there is a nekeva, a shame nekeva on it by the birds. So to the asham should be able to create tamura. Again, Rashi says, Hoi lo moser asham kariv ala, v'ishtakach dahach nekeva de asham olahu. The tikdash kedushas go for ola nekeva, the hamatina ola nekeva. Same thing we just said. If it can turn into an ola, and an ola has sufficient kedusha because there's an ola so oaf, which is in the cave, so that's Asham. So he says, no.
I don't get the logic about Pesach. You can't bring a Pesach as a Nekeva, correct?
Correct.
You say the Moser could be a Shlom, and the Shlom could be a Nekeva.
Correct.
But the actual cover.
But the Ola you get.
What?
But the Ola you get.
No, the Ola was.
Because technically speaking, if you brought the Ola, if you had a bird.
That was legitimate, because you brought the.
That's a real Ola. This is like a make of
right.
Whatever.
This is, but that's, it's not, either case, it's not the carbon in front of you.
Right.
The Gemara is going to ask that soon.
The Gemara can never be one.
Yes, it can.
But
you're saying, but the lamed that he's saying is that the Pesach turns into a shlamim, and since the shlamim could be in the keva, so there's a possibility of this.
Shlamim.
What? This Pesach, so I guess this Pesach gets left over. Yeah, I hear you.
That's a little bit of a stretch.
I think it's a lot of a stretch. I think the ashram that we just saying now is an even bigger stretch. If the leftover asham can be brought as an ola, and then the ola itself has a bird, well, this asham is never going to be brought as a bird. Okay, so how come he doesn't disagree with Rav Shimon when it comes to the asham? He goes, Rabbi Sevelak Rabbanan, the Amri Mosos Lindva Tziborazli, they ain't Shumav Tzibor. Because he says the leftover ashamos are not brought as an olas yachid, they are brought as a ola ndava of the Tzibor. And we all know the rule, there ain't Tumur B'tzibur. There's no Tumur B'tzibur. So even if you do the whole stretch, it stretches into something that doesn't do Tumur. Okay. So now, what's the reasoning for Rav Shimon? We said the reason for Rav Shimon was because that, you know, the Ola has the shame, or has the shame Nekeva because of the bird. So, Kesaka Daitach, you thought, or we thought, Hainu Taima, Rav Shimon, it's a very interesting Lashon of Kesaka Daitach. Kesaka Daitach usually is like rejected, and we kind of keep this at the end. I don't know. Did you mention that? So when you're mafresh in a cave for your ola, why does it make tmura? Because it has a shame ola because of the concept of ola's oath. So elamayata, if that's the case, bless you, elamayata, the kohen gadol shehifrish para liparo. A kohen gadol is mafresh a cow, a female, right, liparo, l'shem his par, which he has to bring a bull on Yom Kippur. It's supposed to come as a bull, he brought a cow, right? Tiktush. The Kedusha should be chal enough that, I guess, it can create Tamura. And what? So the Kohen Gadol was mafresh the wrong thing. I mean, what's the scenario? He mafresh the wrong animal, and then he goes, oh, I made a mistake, I'm going to do Tamura on it, on Yom Kippur. Okay. So, like, the whole thing, everything is just very, like, a big stretch. But I guess the idea is to, you know, with the crazy cases, you pull out the rules. So, Eliminatus, again, Kohen Gadol Shehifrish Paro Laparo. He does a cow for his bull. Tiktosh, it should be chal enough that it can create tamura. The ha'ika paraschatas, because you have a concept of a cow being brought as a chatas by a yachid. You have the concept of a cow, a female, being brought by the paraduma. So it has a shame nekeva on it. It has a shame chatas on it because of the nekeva, right? It's called a chatas. It's also called Kachet Bet HaGabayis, which Gemara answers, Kachet Bet HaGabayis. That's called Kachet Bet HaGabayis. Exactly. It's called Kachet Bet HaGabayis because it has a din Kachet Bet HaGabayis, because it's not Krev El Mizbeach. That's the answer. So you can't tell me, there's a shame, carbon on it because the Nekeva can be brought as a carbon. It's not being brought as a carbon here. I mean, it's exactly your answer. The question then you're having is, what's the Havamina? So, it would be Kachet Bet HaGabayis for Avdi Tamura. Kachet Bet HaGabayis does not create Tamura. So the Gemara asks another question. What about a Yachid, okay? Shehifrish sa'ir l'si'iraso. Okay, the carbon, he's supposed to bring a chatas. I guess a chatas is supposed to come from a nekeva. And he was mafrish, right? He was mafrish a sa'ir, a zachar. So tiktush. That male should have sufficient kedusha for tmur purposes. Da'ika, because we do find a chatas that comes from a zachar, right? Da'ika sa'ir nasi. If the nasi does a sin, so his chatas has to come from a male. So therefore it is, even though I was supposed to mafresh a female and I mafresh a male, so there's enough kedusha, because there's a shame on the korban because of the chatas of the nasi. Da'ika sayur nasi. So ina, I mean, or the other way around, nasi, let's say a nasi, shehifr si'ir l'si'iro, he's supposed to bring a male, and he was mafresh a female, it should be chal, tiktosh, there could be enough kedusha that it can affect murah, to ha yachin mafresh si'ira, because a yachin is mafresh si'ira, so the female that the nasi was makdish should have enough kedusha, because since by the yachid it's kadosh, by the nasi it should have enough kedusha to make tamura. So the Gemara says hani shrei gufin inu. No, these are two separate individuals. You have a nasi and you have a person. They're two different people. When it comes to me, I'm not the nasi. When it comes to me and I'm mafresh the wrong one, it's not that I'm mafresh the wrong one and I also have the opportunity to mafresh, if I have the opportunity, a different carbon for it to be good. No, the nasi can bring it as a male. I can't bring it as a male. I can bring it as a female. It's shrei gufin inu. And the Rashi says, shrei gufin inu, sort of like almost halfway down, he says, yachid v'nasi, umiyu b'chai gufa de yachid, by one individual, by yachid, lo mishkacha si'ir l'chatos. You'll never find the concept of the male by the chatos. U'b'chai gufa de nasi, and in the single individual of the nasi, lo mishkacha si'ira. You'll never find the si'ira. You'll never find the female. Aval ola nekeva, but by the case of ola nekeva, b'chai gufa mishkacha si'ira, I myself, an individual, can technically bring an ola nekeva. Right, I'm bringing my ola right now as it's a zachar. But I say it's in the keva. The possibility exists that I could bring in the keva as my ola as well. If I would be mafir nisafet, my nisafin, vahave ani, and I would be poor, the chazit the ola is open. I would bring my ola as a bird. And as a bird, it could be born as a female. So the concept exists by one individual, as opposed to here, but the nasi and the person are two separate people.
The species is not the same. You have an animal and a bird.
Right, but they're focusing on the individual, not necessarily on the species. You're right. At this present, which is weird, because at this present moment, if I'm bringing an Olas Oaf, that means I'm wealthy enough to bring an Olas Oaf, and therefore I can't bring, I'm bringing an Olas Behema, and therefore I can't bring an Olas Oaf. But if I was mafia my Nefasim,
there's a way.
It's not in the scenario that I am now, but it's about me. As opposed to the case of the Nasi and the individual, no matter what I do,
Well,
so Gemara says, what about Chatu brings down the Gemara? Oh, remember the Gemara in Horios, unbelievable. Remember? So, Chatu, Ad Shalom Nismanu. Let's say, guy does the Avera before he becomes the Nasi. And then he doesn't bring the carbon yet in time, right? So then what happens in this case? Ki Mafris Soyulisi Iraso. So in this case, right, so he's supposed to bring a female now, right? Because he's an individual, because he's a hedgehog when he did the Avera. So now, Kvi Mafris Sariyosi Rasso, so now he's Nasi, and he's Mafris a male for the female that he was supposed to bring, it should be Kaddush. Why? Because he's one individual. Daha Ilu Chata Hashta, because had he done a sin now, Bari Shvi Sarihu, he would bring a male. It's the same case now we have with the Ola. This is one individual, and it should work. So the Gemara says, no. Huh, this is, why? This is exactly your issue. He goes, Ha Lo Chata, Lo Ichai Vesayir. He didn't sin. If he didn't sin, he's not chayiv a sayer, and if he's not chayiv a sayer, you can't say, oh, he could have been born, it doesn't work, because he didn't do the aveira yet. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, that just slugs up everything. Right, ihachi, hachanami, by the olas oaf case. What would happen to olas case? Hai lav olav oaf kamaisi. This guy can't bring an olas oaf. Why? Because he's not poor. So why is there a difference? Hai lav olas oaf kamaisi, because he's not poor. So he says, no, Rabbi Shimon Savlak Velezer Ben Azariah. Rabbi Shimon holds like Velezer Ben Azariah. It's not, and who learns in the Mishnah in Nachos. Remember that Mishnah? Oh, he's right. He says, Hare Alai Ola. So his whole thing is to talk about, it seems to be that he agrees when it comes to the Ola's Chiyuv, because you're not poor now. You're Mitzora. You have to bring your Ola. Either you're rich or you're not. Or either you're poor or you're not. If you're not poor, you can't bring an oaf. So it doesn't make a difference. But the guy says, Hare Alai Ola, as in the Dava. Hare Alai Ola, Yavi Keves. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Otor Ovnei Yonah. You can make whatever you want. So we're talking about an Olas Nedava. By an Olas Nedava, right, according to the Tanna Kamma, if you make a Neder, right, Olas Nedava, it has to bring a behemoth, has to bring the Kevitz, has to bring the sheep. But, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, you can bring a sheep, you can bring a Tor, you can bring a Yonah, it doesn't make a difference. Even the Ashir, who has to bring this animal, can bring it, the birds, to be Mashlim his Nedava. So it's talking about the situation of where it's an olas nedava. In that instance, by an olas nedava, if a mafresh is a nekeva, it still has enough kedusha, because at that moment in time, I couldn't be mafresh a nekeva bird. That seems to be, it seems to me that it's only talking about a nedava.
You say, how is it a ola? Are you going to say a female animal at that point? You're just saying I'm bringing an ola.
I'm obligated to bring AMPM?
What?
AMPM or volume? I obligate myself to bring an ola. I don't specify what animal.
Right.
So now, Katakam says you must bring a kevis. Shimon is holding like Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, you can bring anything you want. You can bring a bird also. So that's the instance. The guy says, and he's mafrish a female.
A female animal, right?
Female, a kipsa. He's not a female animal. There's enough kedusha on that animal because theoretically he could have brought a bird which is allowed to be brought as a nekeva. I think that's what Pigmar is saying. I'm trying to know.
Bottom line, any connection, any kind of bird, or any kind of carbon,
yeah, but that's the machlokes right before, not necessarily any connection. The ola for sure, but only it seems to me only an ola is the dove now. Like they're sort of getting rid of the chova because that was the question. I don't know, maybe they haven't known about that. But we said by Asham and the Pesach there was a machlokes, whether or not, because those are too much of a stretch. Right? The pace, the most, I mean, you didn't like it with the most.
Yeah. It sounds like any chashash, any kind of a shame that you like that, therefore, so that's begun.
No, then it's sufficient kedusha in order to affect tamura, which is asr. So it's not awesome.
Even though he made an incorrect
designation
at that point.
Yes.
Completely.
Yes, did that wrong.
What?
If he did that wrong, it's enough right that he can do another wrong. Yeah, okay. Tanan Hassan. Like we're speaking in code.
Right.
Tanan Hassan. We learned in the Mishnah. It's Mishnah in Shkalim. Hamakdish nechasav. So, guy's makdish is nechasav. Stam, I'm makdish all my nechasav, the guy says. V'hayo behen behema ru'ui l'gavim mizbeach. And he has amongst his nechasav animals that are royal to be brought on the mizbeach. Right? Zacharim u'nekevim. Nekevus. They're male and female. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer says, what do you do? He says, Zacharim yimachru tzarche olos. What you do with the males is you find people who need korban olos. You sell these animals to the male, to these people. They're mocked with them as olos. And you take the money. You take the money and you give it, you take the money and you bring it to Beth Gavayas. And then the kevos, and the kevos, you mark with Tzarech Shlomim. Then the kevos are the people who need a Korban Shlomim. And then what do? Dumeim Yiblu, Imshar Nechasim, with Beth Gavayas. Right. And the money goes to Beth Gavayas. But Yeshua Omer says differently. No, he says, Zacharim Asman Yikrubu Olos. The Zacharim aren't sold. You take the male animals and you mark them Olos for this guy himself. Right? Vinikavos, you machru with Tzarech Shlomim. The kevos you sell to people who need korban shlamim, and what do you do with the money? You don't bring the money to the Beit HaKavayis. The money you use to buy olos. Meaning the concept here, the default here, according to Yeshua, is that when you makish the animals, you will makish them for olos. So the zacharim can be brought as olos, and then the kevos have to be sold, and then the money used to be brought as olos. Ushar nechasim, and the rest of the nechasim, yipul Beit HaKavayis. So everything is Beit HaKavayis except for the animals, which have the concept of olos. So Amalei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yeshua the Amr Zacharim Atzim Yikrubu Olos. According to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that the Zacharim themselves are brought as Karbanos Olos. Une Nekevos Heichi Mikarvin Shlamim. How is it possible that you can sell the Nekevos to be used as Karbanos Shlamim? Hamikoach Kedusha Dechuya Ka'asyan. They are coming from a pushed off Kedusha. What does that mean, Rashi? The kevon the zacharim karbu olos. Since the zacharim are brought as olos, udemei hashlamim olos. Even according to Yeshua, when you sell the animals for shlamim, you take the money and you use that money to buy korban as olos. Michlal the sviru laid the stamala ola akishinhu. It's mashma that what he said is that when you were makdish it, you were makdish the animals to be brought as korban as olos, right? Bahavilek mafrish nekevul olos. So what did the guy do? He was mafrish nekevos for olos. Which is a problem, because Nekevos can't be brought as Olos. The Hechi Yakiv Shlamim. So how can these animals be brought as a Shlamim in the first instance? Haboy Liros. They're supposed to go get a Mum. What you had here were animals that are female that you were hooked us as an Ola. What we say, what do you do with animals, with female animals hooked us as an Ola? We just in the Mishnah Yud Ches Amud Beis said, I'm a Mafresh Nekevos Ola Tira. So how are you bringing these as a Karbon Shlamim? They're supposed to graze until they get a Mum. Get the question?
Right, but they're sold with
They're sold to be brought as shlamim. The animals themselves are brought as shlamim. So the question the Gemara is asking is, how is it possible for you to, if the assumption is that they were huktash, they were consecrated the shame olah. That's why the money that you buy from the shlomim purchaser is used for olahs. So that means these things were huktash as an olah. The rule is, if you're makdish on the cable for an olah, it has to graze until it gets a mum. How are you now giving it to people to be makdish as a shlomim? It's a bad kedusha. The kedusha is not chal on it to be brought as a shlomim. The Mishnah set the rule that if I'm makdish a female as an olah, it has to graze until it gets a mum. And here you're makdish the cables for an olah, and you're poded them and allowing somebody else to bring as a korban shlomim. So that's what I'm saying. I think that's a good answer. What you're doing now is you're sort of flipping it around, and you're taking the kedusha and putting it on the money that's being poured as an ola. That's not the Gemara answers. Then the Gemara says another question. Mishnah Achrina, another lashon. Amalei v'chiv rav lev yochlan. The Gemara of Shua is a charem atzmi for olos. The fact that Yeshua says that the males are brought as olos lemeimra the kedusha is a guf akishinu. It's clear that these animals, when he was makdish them, these animals attain a kedusha is a guf. Ihachi, if they attain a kedusha is a guf. Nekevos amai yimachlu letzarchi shlomim. How can you sell the nekevos for shlomim purposes? Bayariya, they require to graze. In other words, you can't sell them. There's a rule attached to them beforehand. You can't skip that rule, which is that they have to graze until they get a mum. So the rule is that if I'm makish a female for an ola, then it has to graze until it gets a mum, and then you redeem it. So here, I'm makish the animals. It's clear that they're being for ola purposes, because the males are going for ola, and the money, when I say clear, I put them in bracket, and the money's going for the olos, the money's coming for the olos, and therefore everything was hooked as an ola. If it's hooked as for an ola, so the rule applies right away, and it has to graze. See, what are we doing here? We're taking these animals, and we're giving it to somebody else to be makav as a shlomim. Well, you can't do that. That animal cannot be born in the mizbeach. That animal has to graze until it gets a mum. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan answers Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Rabbi Yeshua Sabala Kirab Shimon. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, who says, Kol midi de lo chazle le gufe, anything that in itself is not roi for a karban, which in this case is the female that was hooked as an ola, lo nachtali kedusha the guf. It doesn't get any kedusha the guf. He's arguing on that Mishnah. It doesn't get kedusha the guf. Since it doesn't get kedusha the guf, so what can I do? You need a shlamim, I'll sell to you, and now it gets kedusha the guf when you bring it as a shlamim. Right? So how do we know that? Where does Rav Shimon say that? It's not, we learn in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Omer, Ki Makish Lo B'mum. He says, if you're Makish in the cave for an Asham, right, which also can only be brought as a Zachar, you can sell it without a Mum. Cave into Luchazi, in the cave of Asham. Since there's no possibility of a Nekeva by Korban Asham, Lo Nata La Kedushas Aguf, Kedushas Aguf was not Chal on it, and therefore Rav Yeshua can say that even though this Nekeva was hooked for Ola, the Kedushas Aguf wasn't Chal. So therefore, it doesn't need to graze, and therefore, you could sell it for a shlomim.
You wouldn't agree about the whole thing with the bird connection, because it's not fit to be a female as an ola. Let's see.
So Ema, the Amr of Shimon, Gabi Nekev, the Asham. So I understand that Rav Shimon says that by Nekev, by the Asham, because there's no Kedushas Aguf. The Lekha Shame Asham al Imo, because there's no Shame Asham on the mother, on the Nekev, I guess, because there's no about Gabi Nekev, the ola. Your question. When it comes to an ola, the ikus shame ola al imo. When it comes to an ola, I don't know what the word imo is here, but there's a concept of the keva by an ola because of, like you said, the ola sa'of. I feel a Rav Shimon mode. Rav Shimon should be mode that it's chal the kedusha zaguf, because he agrees in that case. If you, like you said, David, if there's a connection to the nekeva by the ola, there is a connection to the nekeva. So what are you telling me in this case that they were makdishes for olos, so he can sell it for shlomim? He can't. Even Rav Shimon agrees in that case that it gets kedusha zaguf. And if it gets kedushas aguf, it has to graze. So but od hashemino le Rav Shimon. Didn't we learn? Rav Shimon said beferish on he said olaso osatmur. We started the daf. They said that if you get a female ola, it has enough kedushas aguf to create tamura. So he holds beferish. He holds that it has sufficient kedushas aguf. If it has that kedushas aguf, how are you selling it for the shlamim? So amr lei. So what's the answer? I hope it's a different time. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan answered Rabbi Chiyah Rabba, Rabbi Shua, Sabar Lucky, Ida Tanali, Rabbi Shimon. He was like a different Tana, according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, of another Bryce that says, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Aplo, Lasso, Enos, Etmura. That, in the Bryce that we had at the beginning, which said that Rabbi Shimon says it only applies to an Ola, not to an Asher and Pesach, he says it even doesn't apply to an Ola. Meaning, I guess he doesn't. This Rav Shimon doesn't even hold the concept that it has a shame Mekeola because of the bird. If he doesn't hold of that concept, then he doesn't hold that the Ola obtains Kedushas Aguf. If the Ola doesn't attain Kedushas Aguf, so then it can be sold to Shlomim because you don't have the rule that it has to graze until it gets a mum.
The argument is not
true about that. The argument is not true, yes, yeah. Very, very difficult, Gemara. Okay. The Mishnah, but we know that there are Chamesh Chatos that are Mesos, right? Those are Avlad Chatos, a Tmur Chatos, a Chatos Shemetu Mesu Baalel, a Chatos Sheavar Shnasa, past the Tzir, and it's Kapur Baalim Baacher. We need a demonic to remember those. But I don't... What? Five. Chatos to Mesos. Okay. So now, the Mishnah is talking about... what about a Korban Asham? Okay. Tmuras Asham. So a Tmura of an Asham, right? You had an Asham, and you made Tmura onto this animal. Vlad Tmura. Or you had this Tmura that made the Tmura onto this animal, D, and it gave birth. And Vladon Atzov Kol Olam, so the offspring, everything like that, Yiru Achi Yistavu. They have to graze until they basically get a mum, and then V'yimachru, sell the animal to Chulin, V'yiplu Damon Ludava. And then with the money that you attain, you take that money and you put it into the kupa, and they're bought for olos for the tzibor. That's what Tana Kama says. Rabbi Lezer Omer Yamusu. Rabbi Lezer says no. That the tumuras asham and the vlad tumura have to die. Rabbi Lezer Omer Lezer says no. They get a mum. You sell them and yavi b'demeh olos. And with the money you bring olos. The question is going to be what's the difference between Tana Kama and Rabbi Lezer? They both say you bring it as olos. Exactly. So. Asham Shemesu Ba'alav, let's say if an Asham, its owner died, or Vishakipru Ba'alav, or the owner obtained Kapara with a different animal. So, same achlokas. Yiru Achi Yistavu, you wait till they get a mum, V'yamachum sell them, V'yipu Damal Adava, and then you sell the money to, as an Adava. Rav Lezer Omer Yamusu, Rav Lezer says they should die, Rav Lezer Omer Yavi Damea Ola, they have to bring be born as an Ola. The Gemara asks, V'halo. Mabat Tashkas, which is why I say
it's completely going to waste. An animal that could potential to be a.
But it doesn't have the potential anymore. There's nothing to do with it anymore. All it can do is bring trouble. So there's a purpose. So it's not Baal Tashkas. There's a purpose to it. So it's not wasteful. Because you're protecting other people from being nifshal in the Kedusha. So it's not a waste. There's a purpose to it.
You could
sell it and use the money towards better Gabbat, whatever. I mean, there's a purpose. So it's no longer wasteful. It's no longer without purpose. Right. That's my thought. No. The Gemara asks, what we mentioned before, right? The Tana Kama said that it's bored as an Ola, right? So it's Yinkul Dama of the Nadava. Well, those Nadavos are Olos. So what's the difference between Tana Kama and Rabbi Lazar, who says you bring an Ola? So Ma ben Divri Rabbi Lazar, Divri Chachamim. So Ella, the difference is Bisman Shiva Chova. When it's born as a Chova, means as a Yachid, which is what it says in the it brings as an Ola, as a Chova. It's a Yachid. Then you do Shomech Aleihem, or maybe you do Smicha, maybe Nisach, you bring wine libations, or Nisachel Mishalom, and you have to come from your own pocket. And Ibha Yakohen, if he was a Kohen, Avodas of Or Shalom, he can do the Avoda himself, and the skins belong to him. But bismachin the double went to the double Tana Kama, it comes from the tzibor. Then ain't also mechalel. There's no smicha. There ain't no mevim alei nesachim. You don't bring the. He doesn't bring the nesachim, but it does have nesachim. But also nesachim come from the tzibor. And afa pishu kohen, even if he's a kohen, avodasa va'ora mishal anshi mishmar. Whoever's in the mishmar has to do it and gets the or. That's the difference between the tzibor and a yachid. Okay. So now the Mishnah basically brought the machlokes. We'll say it's the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanon as to whether or not it dies or is born as an Ola twice. It brought it by the Tmur's Ashram and the Vlada, and it brought it again in the case of Ashram Shemesu and his Kapur Ba'acher. So Gemara is going to ask, why is the Mishnah bringing it twice? Why did you bring the same machlokas twice?
Okay.
Wait, two things. Community Bedek Abayis or for the Olos?
No, for Olos. How okay. Do you designate one for Yachr or for Tzibur? How do you decide where the money goes? If they go to the big, you know.
There's a pot. There's one pot. There's a shofar for the Olos. For the Olos. And the, right. That was Mr. Skolem talked about the different shofars that you had. And one of them that they did, they took the money and they put it in the shofar that was dedicated for all the Sibur. No.
If
all these on. Correct.
Right.
So the guy himself sells it and takes the money and buys for himself. Right. He buys himself. No, you can't go to the. He has to bring from all the double for himself.
Yes.
Okay. Utsricha, I need to bring this machlokas in both cases. D Ashmin Asham. Had we just had the machlokas in the second case of the Asham, let's say the Asham where I got kapar from someplace else. Bahaka Amar Rabbi Lezer Yamusu. Maybe only here Rabbi Lezer says that the Asham should die, right? Mishum de Gazar la achar kapara atu lipne kapara. Because there's a gazera. Acha kapara legabe lifnei kapara. Because what does that mean? Look at Rashi. It's the second Rashi after the Gemara, right? The first Rashi is tzricha, right? Tzricha lefluge betarti rabbelaz rabbanon. Di ashmin asham shekipu ba'alav. We would have said bahu ka amar Rabbi Leazer yamus. Why? Mishum the gazer acha kapara. We'll make a gazer after kapara. Sheneskape berishon. I mean, there's animal A, animal B. I'm the kapara of animal A. Now animal B should die. Because e amart yavi b'dimei hamoser ola. If you have said that what I should do is sell this animal and with its money bring an ola, asi lemeimar, you may think nami got kodem kapara im nafal b'mum asi lasu b'dimei ola k'abri sura. What would you think? What happened? It's scenarios like this. I got two ash. I had one asham. I lost it. I mafresh another asham. So now what happens? I have a second asham. So if I say that after I get kapara with asham A, I could sell Asham B and bring in Olos. Somebody might think that even if before I'm makriv Asham A, I can sell Asham B and bring with that money bring in Ola. But that's not true. Because before Kapara, if I sell Asham B, I have to use that money for an Asham. So we're worried that if you sell it, if you allow people to sell it after Kapara for Ashamos, they can sell it for Olos, they can sell it before Kapara for Olos. Therefore, if they forget about it, let it die. No selling of it whatsoever. To the Rashi again now. He says the I Ashmin the Ashram should keep Rubalov, but who come Rabbi Lezer Yamus? Mishum the Gazer Achak Parish and his Kap Verishon. I Amart Yavi B'dimei Amoser Ola. Asi Lemeimer, you may come to say Nami Kodim Kapari Nafubam Mum. Asi Lasuy B'dam of Ola V'Ka'ab Isuro. Why is it an Aser? They call his match Lonis Kaper Kami the Mele Ashram. Before Kapara, before you bring animal A, if you pode the animal B, that money has to be used for an Ashram. So we're not going to allow you to sell. And will be even after Kapara, because we're worried that you'll mess up before Kapara. That's just the Gezeira. Yeah? Okay. Aval Gabi Tmuras Asham of Vlad Tmuras, so that doesn't apply by Tmur or Vlad. It doesn't apply. Right? Ema Modil Hill. So maybe Rabbi Eliezer will agree to Rabbanon that they can graze, get a mum, and then with the money, buy Olos. The Yashmin Hasam, and if we only had the Machlokes by the case of the Vlad and the Tmura, we would say, Baha'i Kami Rabbanan. Maybe only hear Rabbanan say that it should graze, get a mum, and then you with the money buy an Ola. Avagabi Asham, maybe by Asham, they'll agree to Rabbi Yazir because of the Gezerah. Maybe Modul Rabbanan, three Chalefar need both cases. Okay. Next. Vlad Tamura. We're talking about the Vlad Tamura here. Okay. Very Shvarin here this Gemara. Amr Rav Nachman, Amr.
Again,
Vlad Tamura? Amr. Would you rather pickle?
I'm thinking.
Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Machlokes. The Machlokes Tanarim that we had in our Mishnah by the Vlad Tmura as to whether or not the Vlad Tmura's Asham is supposed to, the Vlad Tmura's Asham is supposed to yire or is supposed to die, that's La'acha Kapara. That's only if the guy was already got Kapara with a different Asham. Aval Lifne Kapara, but before Kapara, Divrei Hakol, Hu Atzmo Yikrav Asham. Everyone agrees that this Vlad Tmur's Asham itself can be brought as a Karban Asham. Okay. The Gemara says, can't be. I get two reasons why that can't be. Amma Rava, Shtei Tshuvas Badavar. Chada. I wasn't so smart that I have two reasons. The Gemara tells me I have two reasons. Chada, number one, the ain adam is kapir for davar baba veira. There's no way he can be bringing as an asham because you can't get kapar for something that's an aveira. What's this animal? Someone did tamura, and then the tamura had a kid. So you're going to bring this animal, get kedusha via an isser, and you're going to get kapara? Ain adam is kapir davar davar hababa veira. That's number one, right? The ode. Sorry? The ode. Because it's in the cave, I think.
So
has to be in the cave.
Right, it has to be in
the cave, but why is the cave
still...
It came before
it was an ocean. The animal still...
It gave birth to a male, I guess.
We should just shut the door right
now. The ode. Another answer. Hatani Rabbi Chanina... With you, Rabbi Shuba and Levi, we learned, and I feel chesam advais, just 2 days ago, that there was we brought a support from Shuba and Levi, the Amr, because Rabbi Shuba and Levi said by Vlad Shlomim, that Vlad Rishon Karev, the original Vlad is brought, but Vlad Sheni Eino Karev, which we saw, right, we said that Vlad Sheni there means the Vlad Tmura. Right, the Vlad Tmura is because the Vlad, the Tmura itself is considered a Vlad. It's like an offspring of the carbon. Let's look at Rashi a second. He says... Vlad Sheni Karev. The Vlad Sheni Karev. This thing itself is a Vlad Sheni. Why? The Tmur Kari Vlad. The Tmur is considered a Vlad. Ho, let me call it Acherasi. So the Tmur itself, I guess, could be brought. In this case, it can't because it's in the cave. But the Vlad Tmura, the second offspring, cannot be brought. It's my favorite. It can't be brought. This is a Vlad Tmura. It can't be brought as a carbon to be Yotze. So Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. So what did Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Barabua really mean to say? So Hachi Itmar Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Barabua Machlokes Kodim Kapara. The Machlokes is before Kapara. There is the Machlokes, right? Machlokes is Machlokes about the Vlad Tmura, whether it dies. Or you can let it graze. It's kodem kapara. Rashi's kodem kapara. The hasam amar Rav Elazar yamos. There Rav Elazar says it should die. The amar tiyira, because if you say it should graze, kevon didamea karvi. Since its money is used for another carbon, asi lachlufe lekruvi laasham. You may bring it since it has enough kedusha that its money can be used for a carbon. You may bring it itself as a carbon. So therefore, he says, "Let it die." Rabbanan Amar Rabbanan said, "Came to Yigupi Lo Akiv Ola, since it itself cannot be brought as an Ola Lo Asim Nechlufe." You're not gonna mess up. Says you're not gonna mess up. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Lula Machlokes Kodesh Kapara Abala Acha Kapara Hu Atzmo Kariv Ola. Aye, but Hatani Rav Chananya L'Siul Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, who says that a Vlad Sheni cannot be Kariv. So therefore, how can you say that it would be brought as a carbon? How can it be brought as a carbon? Right, well, Acha Kapara, you would say, who Atzma Karev Ola? But how can it be brought as a Karvan? It's a Vlad. And then Rabbi Shua say that the Vlad Sheni can't be brought. Kasha, that's difficult. Only that's difficult. Bayimine, Rabbi Avin Bar Chiyam, Rabbi Avin Bar Kahana. Okay. Hifrish Nekeva La Asham. I did the wrong thing. I was Mafrish on the Nekeva for my Karvan Asham, and the Asham has to come from a Zachar. And then what happens? Bina Mahu Sheyikrav La Ola. Can the male offspring be brought as an ola? The Gemara says, "V'tivshet lei midi Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina the Amar modi Rabbi Eliezer." Shouldn't we just learn this out from what we said on your Testament base that Rabbi Eliezer, right? Okay, the case is as follows: Rabbi Eliezer said on Daf Yud Chesam base that if you mafresh on a keva for an ola and it gives birth, the son can be brought as an ola. And he's moded there also that if you mafrish and the keva la asham, the offspring cannot be brought as an asham. That's what we said there. And the distinction we made over there was because by the ola, what's the din by the ola? The ola even has a shame ola even by the keva because of the birds, but by the asham it doesn't have a shame asham because there's no female ashamos. So therefore, if I was mafrish an ola. And the cable for an ola, there is a, it does grab some kedusha, therefore its offspring can be brought as an ola. But if a makdish, as the cable for an asham, it didn't grab any Kedusha, so its offspring cannot be brought as an Ola, because there's no Kedusha on it. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, so it's clear what's answering the question. The answer should be that if you hit Rishon Kevel Asham, the son cannot be brought as an Ola. So Lo Shmile, Rabbi Avim Rabba never learned this rule, and therefore he had the suffix. So the Gemara answers, my, what was Rav Avin's answer to him? So Amrale, he said, Binah Karav Ola. Yeah, it can be brought as an Ola. Really? So they ask, Hamai. So what does this mean? So Adkan Lokam Rabbi Lezer, when Rabbi Lezer says that the Vlach can be brought as an Ola, it's Ella Mafresh Nekabel Ola. We saw last week. Now we're just asking the question that we should have said before. He says the only time that Rabbi Lezer agreed that the Vlad can be brought as an Ola, if you're Mafresh Nekabel, is by an Ola. Because, why? The Ikashim Ola Alimo. Because there's a shame Ola on the mother. Because of the birds. Because it could be technically brought as a Nekeva. Aval Gabe Asham, the Lekashim Olal Imo, Afil Rabbi Lezer Moda. He's Moda that it can't be brought. So why are you telling me that this offspring of the female Asham can be brought as an Ola? It can't. It has no Kedusha. Haguf. So Amrale, he says, no. Time with Rabbi Lezer, the reason why the Rabbi Lezer allows that if you're Mafresh a Nekeva for an Ola, that it can be brought, is Lav Mishum the Shem Ola Al Imo. It's not because of the shame Ola on the mother. Different reason. Ela Mishum the Chazi LaHakrava. Don't look at the mother. Look at the offspring. This offspring is a male. A male can be born as a carbon Ola. So Kaz comes as an Ola. Right? The Vlad Zopler is wearing LaHakrav. So therefore he can be born as an Ola. Because just because the mother was pushed off doesn't mean this can be pushed off. So make it a carbon Ola and that's it. So he says, too.
How does the Kedusha even work on the initial animal if it's not even
Forget the extension. Look at the animal right now. It's a male animal right now. I'm Makdish to bring it to the carbon Ola. So now he's saying Makdish to Vlad, I guess. I don't know. Rashi says, Mishnah the Chazi Lakrava, Havad. Since the Vlad, just because the Vlad itself can become holy. I hear your point. The Vlad itself can become holy. So Gemara says, "Hai nami chazu lekrava." So through the Vlad, the male offspring of a female that was separated to be an Ashim, since it itself is roi lekrava as an Ola, so you can be makdish it as an Ola, bring it as an Ola.
The whole thing we did with the connection.
You forget that. Look at the. So the Gemara says, "No, wait a second, Asa, I'll ask you a question on this." Right, we learned in our Mishnah that the Vlad of a Tamuris Asham, Vladon, Atsof Kol Olam, Yavi B'Demeyan Ola, that they're all pushed off. Because of that initial Isser, they're all pushed off. And what do? You sell them, and with the money you bring an Ola. B'Demeyan in, you bring the money, you bring an Ola with the money. Atzmolo, it itself cannot be brought as an Ola, because it's Dachoy, it's pushed off. So the Gemara says, no, Hachav Mayaskina, what we're dealing with, and our Mishnah is dealing with what? Higon, she yelled on the Nekeva. It gave birth to a Nekeva. So Gemara says,
obviously
have to be,
otherwise you can't have
a blah blah. So Gemara says, that sofa olam means it's always going to give birth to females. Never going to have a male offspring. So he says, Amalei, Mishanene Shinu Yidachikik Mavloi. Go, you Babylonian. He says, yeah, because don't you yell on the Nekeva, it's a sofa olam. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's the Nekevas all the way through. It's the Nekevas all the way through. They can never be brought. So what you do is you sell them, and with the money you bring olos. But if along the lines this guy holds, if along the lines a male is born, so look at the offspring itself. Just because the mother was pushed off, the son's not pushed off, and you can be makdish this animal as an ola.
Well, that would stop the whole thing. Obviously.
Correct. And we will stop here. Okay, today was stop again. Was sponsored by the Silverstein Smith family, the Zeicher Nishmas Knife, the Iris Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev, whose yahrzeit is today. The Shomer should have it.
Great.